Hello to all you Spartans and Wolverines out there. This is the Trouble with the Snap podcast. I say Spartans and Wolverines. I guess most importantly, Michiganders and Michiganders getting some great news today. The work headed up by Jamie McElvaney, who joined us on the podcast last week. Well, it paid off. Michigan high school football is back starting next week. Jeremy, your initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts, very, very excited for number one, the players and the parents. I think it's been a very difficult time for many. And I think it's just some positivity, right? With all the madness with politics, with COVID-19. I think this is just what the doctor had ordered. I shouldn't say it that way, but what better way to treat COVID while wearing some masks and playing some sports? I mean, I think that you know how we both feel, Tyler. A healthy lifestyle in sports and being around others socially, watching sports is definitely there's worse things you can do in your life, that's for sure. So I'm excited. We'll see what happens. I mean, you never want to get overly optimistic, but you don't want to be pessimistic. I think this is a good first step, and hopefully we can just keep moving forward.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad though for you, especially today, because today we were going to do
Well, thank
just
you.
completely crapping on the media, and I know that's one of your favorite things, and we'll get to that eventually. We'll get to that in a second here, but this was, I mean, obviously this is the big story of the day, and look, I think this is huge. Now, given some of the circumstances, it's going to affect winter sports in some regard. I mean, you can go back, you look at our high school team. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I know we had two starters in 2003 that were pretty big time on the football field and were starters there as well. It looks like the playoffs are going to the everybody qualifies type situation. Just given some of the circumstances, I'm not 100% sure of the details. I was at work, so I did not have time to read the MHSAA's full announcement. But look, like you said, I mean, this is better late than never.
Well, what's going on right now, just so people that are not informed fully, it's a six-game season that will start the 18th of September. Every team will qualify for the playoffs. Ford Field will be, I believe, December 8th. I could be wrong on the date. I know first weekend of December for 11-man and 8-man is the weekend before. So everyone does qualify after the six-game season. Which will be very interesting and a lot of work for MHSA, obviously. They got some stuff that they have to figure out and iron out. They've had enough problems with seeding and basketball. So this will be something that I think that I would hope they look forward to, though. I mean, I think it's much better than having no sports. They got to put their minds together and figure this thing out. It will, like you said, Tyler, it will change some things basketball-wise. I'm assuming the season will start later in basketball as well. I would think a couple weeks later as well. So we'll see what happens there. I think the interesting thing on the executive order is gyms being open next Wednesday in Michigan. Obviously, you guys have had the gyms open in Indiana and Ohio has. You have to wear a mask. So how will that be in a couple months? Will that continue? How do you play a game with a mask? I mean, are they only going to have the mask for practice? I mean, there's just no way you can play a game in the basketball court with a mask on. And I think there's other health issues with that. I truly believe that. I mean, that's pretty obvious. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. This is a good step in the right direction. And by the way, Big Ten, you're up. Big Ten, it's time to get rolling here.
And that's one of the things I want to talk about, and we'll get to that next. Right now, though, look, these are going to be some of the things that Michigan's going to end up being faced with. Indiana obviously has been a full go rather for football. They have, and like I've talked about, and how sweet the sound is. I have never. Since I moved down here, I've not been to, a high school football game down here. I've been to a couple basketball games, but I have not been to a high school football game down here. And But the high school that, you know, I plan on having my kid go to, that school, you know, it's just a couple blocks from my house.
Yeah.
It's walking distance, and you can hear that PA on a Friday night. And it was just, given everything that was going on and all the situation with sports and everything else, all of that being put on hold, you know, in my home state in Michigan. I mean, I still refer to Michigan as my home state because that's where I'm from. But everything being put on hold, it was so sweet to hear that sound.
No,
That
no
said,
question.
Mishawaka High School is looking for another opponent on Friday night because there was a player that tested positive for who they had scheduled. That is an issue that schools are going to have to deal with.
There's no question. It's going to be an ordeal because I think you're going to see this a lot where you're going to see postponement of games. What does that mean for the season fully? What does that mean for scheduling? I think the one thing the MHSA did a fantastic job of is every, obviously it's got to be fair and everybody should make the playoffs. So if there's a cancellation of a game, at least you know you're going to be in the playoffs. You won't get hurt that way. I think it's. You want to say there's, you pray that no one gets it. You know, you hope, but the chances from what we've seen are pretty high, you know, that someone may have the virus. I mean, look, Dwayne Rock Johnson just had it, he has the virus. So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but he seems to be a pretty healthy guy. So, I
Little
think
bit.
that we don't, yeah, we don't know this thing, what it is. We know it's real. You know, clearly we're not going to be a political show, but if we're going to talk about it, we know the thing's real, but we also know we got to move on in life. So I think it's something we'll deal with all year, Tyler. I mean, I think it's something we'll probably deal with leading into 2021. I mean, I'm sure we'll deal with it with Michigan State and Michigan. God forbid, I hope all of our players from both schools are safe, they're healthy, but there could be someone that gets the virus. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. And then you got to say, okay, what do we do? When it happens, obviously the quarantine is how it goes. I haven't read a lot about waivers yet. I haven't read, you know, is it you have the right in the ability to play, but signing waiver. I'm assuming that's what they're going to do. I can't imagine them not. This is an example. I have a training group in Blissfield, Michigan. Every kid signs a waiver through the therapy company. That's how we have to do it. I mean, you just have to. So look, man. I mean, I don't know. It's better than having no sports. I just feel that way. That March time is the last thing I'm gonna say about it, because I know you got a lot to cover. When March hit, I said sports isn't more important than life, and it's true. But sports is life to a lot of these kids. It's our life. So you have to move forward while attending events. You have to move forward by being a part of activities. And I'm hoping that this can be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and we've talked about all those pros and cons. You know, well, what about the player who needs this year to solidify a scholarship? What about the players who this is his last year? What about, you know, there's all of those things that take that you know, needed to be considered, and it looks like they finally were. And you know what? Congratulations. Congratulations to the MHSAA because the way they've pulled this off, the way they're adjusting on the fly, and I mean, I'm sure that they've been coming up with, know, strategies pending when they finally get the go ahead.
Do we say
And
congratulations to Governor Whitmer too, or is that off the books?
that's going to be off the books, mostly because the MHSAA that they were going to stick, the MHSAA said they were going to, you know, follow her guidelines provided by the executive orders.
Yeah.
So that's off the books for me.
Yeah.
And the MHSAA deserves a little bit of a beat down, but the way that they're adjusting on the fly based upon, you know, the information that has come out so far has been absolutely phenomenal.
I agree. I do. You know, as much as I am not a fan of that organization, I mean, look, they're doing what they can. They're getting this thing rolling. And for an organization that has a lot of problems, I'm sorry, but I've lived a lot of states and I just feel like there's a lot of other
Look,
organizations.
Michigan State fan has Thomas Kithier still fresh in their head, so.
I just look, this would be maybe some momentum for that organization. Like, we made tough decisions. and we care about our players, and you know, we're making the right move here. So yeah, we'll see. And I'm just very thankful for the parents, for the players. I can't imagine them, what they've been going through. I mean, just looking back to my sports career, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I really wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked about it. You know, I wasn't like technically on the team per se or in high school, but I needed basketball. I needed that. And that was, you know, big time for me. That was big time for us. I mean, without that, this podcast would not be happening right now. So that's going to, you know, severely impact our 5 listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
But look, a lot of the comments or whatever that I've seen, and you know, this was something you brought up, and I think you said it a little bit more in jest. The states, they were playing football. Anyways, playing. Pennsylvania is playing. Nebraska is playing and suing. Like all of the states that, you know, contain Big Ten schools, you know, most of them are playing high school football. So to say, oh, just because, you know, Gretchen Whitmer finally flipped the switch, that doesn't mean that Kevin Warren's going to be like, all right, you know what, now it's our turn.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he would look much worse, though. I mean, I think that this has to be an absolute wake-up call for the president of the university.
You're right. I didn't think that was possible.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, look, you know, the University of Michigan, they're in their own world, right? And they're in their own bubble, per se. So, you know, this has got to be something where they look in the mirror and say, okay, we have a governor who has been absolutely outrageous with restrictions, and now she's letting restrictions off. I mean, come on, if we're going to have this vote should be a no-brainer for these collegiate athletes, especially with the testing that they have and the opportunities they have that these high schools don't have. I mean, they do not have the equipment. They do not have the resources, the financial backing. You know, the NCAA football, Big Ten football, University of Michigan football, I mean, Michigan State, whoever it is, they have the opportunity to do a lot of things that other people don't. And you know, the one thing I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about it, Tyler, but I just thought about it about 5 minutes ago. What happens to the players who say, oh, I'm going to the NFL, the Jalen Mayfield, the Ambry Thomas, are they allowed to play? That's the next thing that, if the Big Ten would go, can they play? Or nope, you made your decision, and now you can't. That's tricky. That's really tricky. And I just read something on Instagram, you know, about U of M Insider, about Ryan Hayes talking about the starting offensive lineman. Jalen Mayfield wasn't mentioned because clearly he declared. So, wow, you know.
Oh, really, really, really quick. Man, I got to tell you this, because I'm driving home right now. That's right. This is a road show. Driving home. Just saw two kids in their driveway, hats and helmets on. And I mean, obviously, I'm not in Michigan, so it's not like, all right, hey, let's go do this type thing. But you know, it's just getting me really excited.
Let's do this. Anyway, let's get rolling, Michigan, Michigan State, Big Ten. Let's get going.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think it's that big of a ordeal in regards to the Ambry Thomas situation if the Big Ten does decide to flip, which, I mean, like you said, would make Kevin Warren look even worse. But because he still hasn't technically signed with an agent, to the best of my knowledge. And I think those rules are still going to apply, even though you declared for the draft already. And so I don't know if that's going to be as big of an ordeal as maybe you think, but I mean, that's where I stand on it. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, why we kind of led into the Big Ten stuff, is because I think the way the media has been reacting, we're going to flip the switch a little bit here. I think the way the media has been reacting to this has been absolutely awful. First, you hear there's a vote. Then presidents are coming out and saying there is no vote. Now Kevin Warren saying there's a vote. Now you're still having Hampshire say, well, no, not really. And now there was talk of October 10th as a start date. And that was initially something that I wanted to bring up as we were getting ready to do the show was October 10th. And as we were doing the prep, Nebraska, I believe, had a chancellor, or I don't remember who it was, speak out and say, no, that's a pipe dream. That's not going to happen. There's been no steps towards that. The reporting on this has been as awful as Kevin Warren's transparency. Yeah.
It's been atrocious. It's been so confusing. It's been as confusing as Governor Whitmer's decision-making. It's just been bad. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's one of those situations where the media needs to just get their crap together. I mean, it's getting to the point where we have enough things to worry about, right? We have enough problems to worry about with the virus itself. So I don't know. Like, what do you mean by the media, though, Ted? Just the reporting with the Big Ten, period?
The way it's been reported throughout the Big Ten, and then you have presidents and people in the actual room come out and say, well, no, this isn't exactly how it went down. After, you know, the Big Ten pops story saying that, like, the 14-2 vote that Dan Patrick brought up. And look, I love the Dan Patrick show. I think he's fantastic. He's one of the best at what he does.
Yeah.
Period. Absolutely fantastic. And for as laid back as that show looks, I mean, look, he puts in the work. And I don't think that he would say anything if it was not a person he trusted. But, you know, he talked about that 14-2 vote, and Kevin Warren's like, well, no, that's exactly how it happened.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like it could be the reporting, but it's hard to differentiate. Okay, where is it a reporting issue, and where is it a, you know, just complete lack of communication in the Big Ten offices? Because obviously, it's a combination of the
two. Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, Dan. Kudos to Dan Patrick for saying something positive, because I think it's something the media just doesn't do, where he can report something that, hey, they're in conversation and maybe having a season. You know, look, he's usually pretty accurate as well. It's something that I've seen and perked right up because I want a season. You know, 4 years ago today, I sent you that post, front row, Michigan game against Hawaii. It's nice to watch football, right? It's nice to have a normal life. Dan Patrick has a job to do and try to get people excited about sports, right? That's what you sell. So, I mean, look, I think it's what they said this week. They have the vote. A lot of people are, you know, the thing that kills me about this, I want to say one thing. It kills me when we bring politics in this. You know, I read an article in wonderful Detroit Free Press. Boy, they do a great job. That's sarcasm, by the way. They report on why, you know, anybody that Donald Trump talking to the Big Ten is a joke. And it's all about politics. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has nothing to do with who's going to win the election. That's separate. That's completely separate. This is sports. We really need to stop with this politics and sports thing. And look, I'm not going to get into the NBA thing because I'll get in a really bad mood. I love basketball. I love the NBA. I watch it no matter what the players say or do. I just love it. But we became so accustomed to joining politics with sports. It's all I hear about on the media with ESPN, which is a network I don't support as much as I used to. Let's get down to just talking sports, or at least 90% of it sports.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is like I've always loved sports and followed sports as much as I did to kind of stay away from that type of talk. And look, it's cool. Like, I'm not going to sit there and bash LeBron for having an opinion, or bash Jonathan Isaac for having an opinion. If I think they're, and obviously they had respective opinions, or they had very differing opinions, and so whatever, I'm not going to sit there and bash their right to have an opinion. I'm going to bash your right on how you decide to, you know, vocalize that opinion, how you decide to use it. If you're out there just tweeting, that's your right. That's your social media page. Do what you got to do. But if you're occupying press conferences and those types of things, like, that's not why I'm watching you. It's not.
I think that's why college sports typically
are allowed to have opinions, and you can tweet whatever you want, and I don't really care about that. But when you start politicizing sports is when I have an issue. And look, I, like I've said, I've spoken with Aloysius Anagani. I've texted him in over in Paris, France. He knows that we have politicized this virus. Yeah. He understands that, and that's been, I think, the biggest issue. And when you politicize it, you know, you get different left or right facing turns on the virus. And that's the type of information that is being fed to you from the MHSAA. It's been a left facing turn of the virus because they are following a left wing governor. That's just the way it is. And we're not trying to talk politics here. We're talking about how much we hate it. And you have to bring that up to an extent.
Well, like, what are they going to do in the presidential debates? Are they going to talk about? I'm sure there'll be a question about sports. You know, hey, what's your thoughts on the NBA? You know, maybe it won't, but just imagine if all politics were only, we added sports to most of their politics. You know, I mean, those people would lose their minds. Let's talk about the real issues. Well, let's talk about the real issues in sports. Let's leave politics out of this. You know, the real issues in sports is we haven't been playing. We haven't generated income. We haven't had any positivity. We haven't had a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, I hope that we learn some things this year that sports needs to be more separate. We need to separate it. You know, you can have a life with sports and you can have a separate life with politics. It's okay. It's not going to bother anyone, you know, but we've become so accustomed to this, and you can blame the media for this. I mean, you really can. They have loved this because it gets views. We know why they do it. If nobody cared and didn't watch it, you know, that's fine. But guess what's happened in the NBA? You see it. The average fan is not watching as much because they don't. I might as well watch Fox and CNN then. If this is going to be a political show, I might as well just watch that. You know, you're really joining forces in a wrong way.
If it's going to be political, you might as well watch politics instead of sports. I totally get that. One other one that I wanted to bring up is the Kirk Cousins thing, which I thought was absolutely fantastic. I loved everything about that. Kirk Cousins comes out yesterday and he says, "If I die, I die." Now, there was a buttload of context that went into that. But you see the headlines. You see them of, Kirk Cousins doesn't care about the coronavirus. Kirk Cousins doesn't want whatever. But he's following social distancing protocols. He's wearing a mask in the facility.
He didn't say if you die, you die. He said if I die. It is his right if he wants, if he says I die, I die. You know, it is his right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he didn't say anything directly, but look, everybody knows Kirk Cousins is a man of faith. And he's got his beliefs towards that. And that's probably played into the mentality in some aspects. And so but the way the media portrayed it as he doesn't care about the coronavirus, he thinks it's a hoax, he thinks this and that, like, those are actual things being said when he said, "Oh, I'm following social distance protocols. You know, I'm respecting everybody's opinions towards it. But it was more of a, I want to play football thing. It was, as Pat McAfee kind of implied, a new Kirk Cousins just coming out here, primetime Kirk, going into the Superdome and beating Drew Brees on his home field in the playoffs. It was beating the Cowboys on Monday night. This is, you know, Kirk Cousins with a little bit of swag saying, I'm playing football no matter what." That's what it was. It was totally misconstrued.
Well, people get judged by having faith nowadays, which is shocking for people like yourself and me who are men of faith. You know, I mean, I'm a believer. And, you know, I was moved because as believers, it's nice to have someone who has a platform, like we all like to say, who used his platform to say, yeah, I have faith, and if I die, well, I die. I mean, this is my life, you know, I have the right to choose. So I loved it. I thought it was great. We need more people to stand up and say those type of things. And I think, of course, he said it to get attention because, you know, you have to nowadays. People need to hear these things, and the only way they're going to listen is if it, you know, boom, it hits you right in the face. So, of course, people are going to have their judgment. I'm sure Kirk Cousins is walking around and isn't losing sleep over their thoughts. I think that a lot of people should live their life the way he does, a great man of faith, a loyal human being.
Like probably the nicest guy you'll ever
There's just a lot of positivity.
I've never met him, but I mean, you can just tell he radiates positivity. Yeah. And look, I mean, it's not like he directly brought it up, but I'm saying it played a role in what he said. He didn't bring it up, and that I think kind of falls under the whole using your platform in certain circumstances, like we talk about LeBron James and Jonathan Isaac in politics. Yeah. That falls under that, in my opinion. If people wanted to hear Kirk Cousins go on about that, then
well, I mean, yeah, exactly.
And so that's how I feel about that. But he didn't bring it up. I'm saying it probably he didn't bring it up or whatever. And so I don't want people to think that, you know, you're kind of implying that. He implied that it plays a role in his look. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on and I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to. If I die, I die. I know what I'm in for, and that to me is, I mean, what he said, and that's just, you know, another way that the media can throw things out of proportion. But look, we need to wrap it up. The show is almost over. The show is about ready to end. But high school football is about to start in the state of Michigan. And look, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Whenever I get goosebumps,
it's exciting, exciting time. And just for me to end with again, Kirk Cousins, great way to end the show. I mean, a man of faith, someone who says, you know what, I understand it. I understand the risk. I understand that, you know, I could lose my life if I had it even. But I'm a man of faith. I believe that I'll be fine. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if you question that, you have bigger problems than the coronavirus. A Pennsylvania coach said that. We have a lot bigger problems if we have no rights. And it's way bigger than the coronavirus. So I believe that. I stand by that. In March, I was a little skeptical. I didn't know. I think we were all kind of confused on what this thing was. I think it's been long enough now. We know what it is. We know the risk. I know three people that have had it. And all three people are a little different. And I pray for those people. I pray for anyone that has it or, you know, lost family members over it. But me and Tyler and all of you have the right to choose what we want to do in our life. It's a free country. So it's a free country and it's football, man. We need it. We need sports. Let's get rolling. Man, I hope we get Big Ten back. I really do. I'm ready for it, man. I really am, Tyler.
In which case, I'll bash Kevin Warren the same way. It's just I'll be excited that I'll get to see Michigan State in the fall. Hopefully the fall or spring or, you know, whatever freaking happens. But, yeah, like you said, you know, Kirk Cousins has that right, and he's talking about that right. And if he dies, he dies. And then, look, it sounds superficial.
I felt like it was Drago. If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, Pat McAfee has a great shirt, by the way. I think I sent it to you guys. But, yeah, he is, that's his thought process. And I'm sure high school kids feel the same way. Like, look, I'm going to go on and I'm going to live my life. If I die, look, it's not ideal for Kirk to leave two kids behind, or it's not ideal for a kid to leave their parents behind, but they have the right to choose. And, you know, you can tell by the turnout at the rally put together by Jamie McElvaney, who we talked to, like I said, they have the right to choose. And look,
one day Kirk Cousins will be in heaven, and you know what he'll say? What will he say when he gets to the pearly gates? You like that? Come on in, Kirk. Let him in. Oh, is this a religious show? Oh, no.
The catchphrases are definitely coming out for Kirk Cousins. He can definitely make a couple of shirts. I would buy one. I'm not going to lie. I already have a You Like That shirt. But, yeah, great news for the state of Michigan. And Congratulations again to Jamie McElvaney, because I don't think this would happen without her
No.
hard work, so props again to her. But that does it for us on Trouble with the Snap podcast. For Jeremy File, I am Tyler Hayward.